Bubbler Talk, quenching Milwaukee's thirst for knowledge.
I'm WUWM's Mayan Silver. And Bubbler Talk question asker Zach Biernot reached out to us.
I'm a big fan of live albums, and I'm curious if there's any albums that have been recorded in Milwaukee from big name acts that I haven't heard.
So we figured it'd be a good idea to call up some local record shops. We got a lot of initial reactions like this one from Terry Hackbarth of Bullseye Records.
Bullseye, I'll come up here.
So my question for you is, do you know of any live records recorded in Milwaukee venues?
That's a good one.
So the answer may not be big name acts, but Terry eventually came up with an answer.
Magic Sound live at the Avant Garde. That was a old coffee shop and blues club from the 60s and early 70s. And that whole concert is from Milwaukee.
So we caught up with the guy who recorded Sam's 1968 concert in Milwaukee, Jim Charney.
Well, Magic Sam was a young, sort of a new generation blues guy out of Chicago.
He describes the place Sam played, a gathering place for young people and members of Milwaukee's counterculture.
They did not have a liquor license, you know, so there was no bar. So it really was university, I'd say UWM, Marquette University, and high school students, because there was no age restriction.
The venue actually shut down later that year. And as for Magic Sam, he died young, though some still call him the King of West Side Blues, a subgenre of Chicago blues. And our listener Zach's reaction?
I'm liking Magic Sam. That sounds like a coffee shop or something for sure, like, you know, a small venue.
I poked around into who else recorded live albums in Milwaukee, and multiple people mentioned the Marshall Tucker Band.
The Marshall Tucker Band.
With one of the last rock shows at Milwaukee's Downtown Performing Arts Center, recorded live in 1974, for the record, Where We All Belong, a two-disc set. Dewey Gill, DJ for WMSE 91.7 FM, was there.
It's Southern rock, but its roots are country and blues, really. He put on a somewhat short but energy-packed show.
Listener Zach really dug the song Ramblin'. Yeah, what's your take on those guys?
Shredding. I like that. As busy as live.
Hopping into a time machine, we travel back to a much different Milwaukee venue in 1946 to hear Nat King Cole.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Circle Room of Hotel LaSalle. Music coming to you from the beautiful Hotel LaSalle on Campus Hill overlooking downtown Milwaukee. Presenting now the distinctive rhythms of the King Cole Trio.
The trio, piano, bass, and guitar, no drums, opened with Oh But I Do.
Do I love you, gal? Oh, but I do. Oh, but I do. Do you know why? Oh, but you do. Oh, but you do.
Now let's fast forward to the Pabst Theater in 2007. Singer-songwriter Rufus Wainwright performed there for what became the live album Milwaukee at Last with 3 exclamation marks. Here's the opening song called Release the Stars. Wainwright greets the crowd.
Hello, Milwaukee.
And at the end of the song, as the audience cheers uproariously, Wainwright says,
wow, I was not expecting that. Thank you. Thank you so much. My God.
A warm reception indeed. And as we close with a cut from a live album by The Replacements, recorded at UWM in 1989, listener Zach Biernot has his own pitch.
We got so many cool venues here, like Cactus Club and Schenck Hall and Turner Hall have great sound. It's a phenomenal live experience. So, hey, come and take your band and record an album there, whoever's listening.
Support for Bubbler Talk comes from Pottawatomie Hotel and Casino, home to 24/7 entertainment, dining, and musical acts, plus additional hotel rooms, an Ember Salon and Spa opening in August 2019. More at paysbig.com. What have you always wanted to know about the Milwaukee area? Visit wuwm.com/bubblertalk to submit your question.